Warning, Florida man has been shut inside for way too long. And now that we're reopening the Sunshine State, shit's starting to hit the fan. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, May the 26th, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up this week in episode 160,
Florida man tries to enforce politeness at a liquor store.
Florida man overreacts to spammy email.
Florida woman calls 911 about a lack of social distancing, but refuses to distance herself.
And a couple of Florida men are starving for attention, so they whip out their sausages.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So any updates to your quarantine situation, Phil?
Well, the intern made a trip to the liquor store yesterday, so we were on bare necessities at that point.
You're good now.
Yeah, we're good.
I see the bottle of Bacardi behind you.
It's empty. That was left over from last week.
Throw it the fuck away.
I know, I ain't got that far yet. yeah, it's empty. We polished that off at the last Tuesday night.
It's been sitting there a week?
Yeah. Oh, well, no, actually it was on the floor up until yesterday, and then I put it up on the table so I wouldn't forget it, and then I forgot it to put it, throw it away. Recycle comes on Friday, Thursday, so I got 2 more days. But luckily for us...
if you finished it off last Tuesday, you missed a week.
No. Tuesday, when we recorded last time.
Yeah.
It's gone.
You had a Thursday in between now and then.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did miss it, yeah.
Okay, well, my update is my company has told me that they're not opening our Fort Myers office back up until at least mid-September. And in mid-September, it is going to be only people who can't work efficiently from home, which my team is doing pretty damn good from home. So I probably will not be going back to the office till probably closer to the first of next year.
Well, damn.
Yeah. So
you get to work in PJs for the rest of the year.
Well, you know what? That's what I do. I don't really get dressed until my lunch break at noon.
Well, we are
luckily Microsoft Teams only shows you, well, just like this broadcast here, from about mid chest up. So
that's the last thing we need is naked Joel running around on a video feed.
Yeah, no, that would get pulled.
We do not want to see that.
No, I don't even want to see it.
No.
I cover up the mirror when I'm taking a shower. Put a towel over it.
You have a mirror in the shower?
In the bathroom.
Okay.
Right across from the shower.
Okay. Well, no, not a whole lot going on here. It's been a quiet week. I had to go help a buddy get a... this worked out really good. Somebody, he wants a hot tub for his patio.
Okay.
So he found one for $250 down in Estero. And... yeah, so it'd be fine. It won't take us but a minute. I just need you help pick it up, load it up, put it on the trailer. All right, okay, fine. We go to pick it up, and the whole thing falls apart. The everything is completely rotted out. All the wood, all the frame. We ended up taking it out piece by piece with and then had to.
He didn't just leave it there.
Nah, it was like $250. Good price. I mean, all you got to do is just redo the frame, the skirt around.
Okay.
It. So that was my day to day, and then we drank a little bit before, and then we sat around and drank a little bit after, and then here I am. So hey.
Okay.
And luckily for us, we have we've got an update from Mia today. Mia is live on our Get Vocal channel here, and we got to see Duck Phil and Duck Joel today. Right now, I'm looking at a rooster's ass. So that's a chicken's ass. Sorry.
But, yeah, that's a great view. And Mia's there in the background.
Mia's in the background. But yeah, the ducks are our ducks are doing great. Apparently, Duck Phil has not gotten laid since he's been there. We're gonna work on that. See if we can hook him up with something. Maybe a little strange. Keep him going. I hate to put those gonads to those big gonads that they.
Yeah, you know, if, put them to when, good when use, they're that right? big, you gotta share them.
I know, right?
You know, you gotta make sure that they're being.
We got some stuff in the mail too this week, didn't we?
We did. I got a couple boxes of sunflower seeds, which obviously are for you.
Woohoo!
And some beef jerky, which I may or may not share with you.
Yeah.
But there was no card in it and no note, so. Whoever sent that, thank you. We just don't know who to thank, but we appreciate it. And next time I'm up in Fort Myers, I'll drop off the sunflower seeds to Phil.
Yep, I am, because I am out. Zero. Nada. I have to hide them. So I put them in the gun safe so the kids can't get them.
Okay. That's pretty good idea, actually.
We never gave them, we don't give them the combination of the safe, so they can't get it.
That's a very good thing.
That's where I hide all my goodies. I hide my sunflower seeds, mixed nuts, and flaming hot Fritos, especially, and sometimes flaming hot Cheetos if I get them.
Mm. Oh, you know what I like that I've recently discovered? Actually, this was one of your girls at Jeepin' with Judd turned me on to these Fuego Takis.
Yeah, I know.
Those are good.
We get those every day.
Although, I made a mistake.
Just don't go to the bathroom after you've been eating those without washing your hands first. Well,
wash your hands first, right. However, I made another mistake.
That, but that's, yes, don't do that.
Yeah. The mistake I made was I picked those up on my way to Home Depot last weekend, and I, you know, I ate about half the bag, and then I had to put my mask on to go into Home Depot. It was all right until I had to burp.
In the mask?
In the mask.
Yeah. I've done that before. That's nasty.
Eyes water.
That's nasty. That's nasty, Joel. I ain't gonna lie.
Trust me, I know.
And then
you didn't have to smell it.
We got.
You just had to hear about it.
So apparently, we've got Allison sent us some facts on Rhode Island.
She did. I did mention that.
How did we get on the subject of Rhode Island?
Because that's where she was from, and I mentioned that that Rhode Island is smaller than Collier County, which is the next county south of us here in Florida. But it's actually exactly half the size. You could fit two Rhode Islands into Collier County.
Really?
But what I thought was even more interesting once I looked it up is Rhode Island is exactly the same size as Lee County, the county that we live in.
Well, I got a message this week, which was not shared with you by one of our patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to episode 157. Joel was very inaccurate during his description of Supernatural. Just embarrassing.
Who sent that?
I'm sure he was super incorrect. That whole getting a demon out of you thing.
Was that who said that?
Who do you think? Who's the only other patron that has my cell number?
Oh, was that Heather?
Mm-hmm. She's gotcha. Still dressed.
Because we got another YouTube comment that basically said the same thing.
All righty. So you gonna read some of these facts from Rhode Island, or are we gonna skip on?
Well, there was a couple that I wanted to cover here. Yeah, so Rhode Island, like I mentioned, is exactly the same size as our home county, Lee County. But it's so small, it can fit into the state of Texas 221 times. In and out. 221 times. Bow, chicka, bow, wow.
I'm not responding to that.
No, that was pretty bad. 15% of the state's square mileage actually consists of bays and doesn't even include land. So it's even smaller. They gotta include that. The wet spots to compensate.
Are we gonna make
every
one of these? We gonna make one of these dirty every time?
Yeah, pretty much. The whole state only needs one area code, and you can drive across the entire state in an hour. Rhode Islanders consider any drive lasting more than 15 minutes a road trip. And Rhode Island is so small that the locals visit Massachusetts for fun.
Nice.
You know where Massachusetts people go for fun? Fucking Florida in the winter.
All right, you ready to get started?
I suppose so.
All right, I'm waiting on a...
You're waiting on a refill? I don't... Make sure you got the lid, because we don't want his dripping out of his sippy cup on his face.
Story number one from clickorlando.com. Florida woman who tried to kiss strangers calls 911 about lack of social distancing. A Florida woman who kept trying to randomly kiss strangers at a local bar repeatedly called 911 to complain about the business not practicing coronavirus social distancing guidelines, according to the Melbourne Police Department.
You ever had some woman, random woman in a bar come up and lay one on you?
Negative. I'm drinking out of the first mate cup tonight because I can't find my captain's cup.
Well, as long as you're not drinking captain out of the cup.
You know, I learned something new this week that if in the proper terminal, and I do like Diet Coke and Captain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's called a skinny pirate.
A skinny pirate.
Yep, skinny pirate.
I thought it was called a Diet Cuba Libre.
I don't speak Creole, so I don't know.
Cuba Libre, that's Spanish. Cuba Libre is a rum and Coke.
No, it's called a skinny pirate.
Skinny pirate.
All right. So back to the story. Police said Audra Adams, age 32, called 911 a total of five times from Monkey Bar and Grill in Indy Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that place. Indy Atlantic? Which is serving which is open, serving both food and drinks, and is allowed under Phase 1 reopening in Florida. During the fourth time she called, officers were already at the business, and on the fifth time, officers were speaking to her. Records show. The owner of the bar said Adams was inside trying to kiss random customers, and after multiple people complained, he asked her to leave. But she initially argued and refused until she eventually made her way out the front door, according to the affidavit.
I was asking you if that ever happened to you. That actually did happen to me once when I was in Key West.
Was it a girl?
Long time ago. This was pre.
Was it a girl?
My wife. Yes, it was a girl. I was walking out of Fat Tuesdays,
sure?
Actually.
Oh, are you in Fat Tuesdays? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm
just walking out the front door, and she walks right up to me, grabs both of my cheeks, and just planted one on me.
Mia has her phone down in the duck pen, right on the back of Broke Dick Duck Phil, and he's been rode hard.
Ugly ass chicken walking in front of him.
He's been rode hard and put up wet.
Well, you hope he has rode hard, not he hasn't been rode hard.
Yeah, good point. All right, the New York City Health Department reports that COVID-19 can spread through kissing, so that and any other close contact with anyone outside the household should be avoided.
So only make out with your family.
Yeah. Police said that Adams left the bar but refused to leave the parking lot even after she was told about the trespassing warning, telling officers, "I'll sit in the parking lot all night."
Well, if she was as drunk as she sounds, that might have been a good idea because she didn't want to get a DUI.
What's she look like? We got pictures of her?
Well, here's the thing. If you follow the link in the story, it's got her mugshot. Talk about rode hard and put away wet. She looks like she's having a rough night.
All right.
But one of the stories, if you Google her name, one of the stories has her Facebook profile picture from Christmas, where she's all done up for some Christmas party, it looks like. And yeah, she looks pretty good.
All right. When asked about why she called.
If she looked like her Facebook picture, I wouldn't complain about her laying one on me.
Planning one on
randomly.
You?
Yeah. Yeah.
When asked about why she called,
like
Joel,
looking like her mugshot, I'd kind of be backing off too.
Okay, you done now?
If I was single.
Are you done now so I can finish the sentence?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. When asked about why she called 911 so many times, Adam said the bar was not following health guidelines intended to stop the spread of coronavirus, record show.
Yeah, there's some weird lady in here running around and kissing everybody.
Police said Adams repeatedly tried to pull away as she was being escorted to the patrol vehicle. She was arrested on charges of trespassing after warning, disorderly conduct, resisting an officer without violence, and misuse of the 911 system.
Trespassing after warning. That's a new one, I think. Mm-hmm.
That goes on the list, which the non-existent list.
Right.
Which one day we'll do. Maybe year four.
That's what interns are for, isn't it?
In theory, yes, but that ain't going to happen. Heather, actually, didn't she send us a text saying that she would do it for us?
If you have that in writing, I think we should hold her to it.
I do have it in writing. Well, it's in text. Does that count?
That's writing, yeah. She typed it down.
Here it is. April the 13th, you guys have been talking forever about writing down all the different charges Florida man gets. What kind of incentive, quote, could I get for going through all the episodes and getting all those recorded for you guys?
25 cents an episode.
We've had how many episodes?
160, this is 161.
161. 25 cents,
bucks.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll negotiate. I can negotiate that down.
All right.
I have some dirt on her. So yeah, we can get that down.
yeah. You know what? There was a call that got recorded that went a lot longer than
that.
It did.
Yep. I got a little dirt we can do here. Yep. I got a better idea. How about you do the shit for free and we won't publish that phone call that you got recorded.
All right. Moving on to story number two. Florida man attacks a shopper who didn't thank him for holding open the door to a Lakeland liquor store. And this story comes to us from WFLA.com. And this story starts out with the four best words in Florida man history. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is trying to identify a man who is caught on surveillance video attacking another customer at a liquor store in Lakeland.
Technically, that's five. The Polk County Sheriff's Office. Five.
The Polk County Sheriff.
I counted them on my. I can't. Everything's backwards.
I wasn't including office because.
Right, fine.
The office is more than Sheriff Judd.
Okay.
Anyways, the alleged attack happened at the Publix liquor store on Highway 540 East around 12:30 p.m. Saturday, according to deputies. The attack stemmed from the suspect getting upset that the victim didn't thank him for holding the door open. The victim, who was seen in video released by the sheriff's office wearing a tan-colored hat, told deputies he walked into the liquor store while the suspect held the door open. The suspect, who was seen wearing a black and gray shirt and a black hat, then reportedly said, "You don't say thank you to people who hold the door open for you?" The victim said he responded, saying thank you. But apparently that wasn't enough, Polk County Sheriff Greedy Judd said, because our now suspect, who was originally a gentleman, started jawing back and forth. That's a Southern vernacular for talking back to each other. The two men are seen in the video walking to different parts of the liquor store after the initial confrontation, but deputies say the victim claims the suspect then continued to express his anger from another aisle. According to the victim, the suspect told him, "I'll kick your ass if you say another word." The victim told deputies he replied by saying, "Another word." That's great. That's when deputies say the suspect quickly approached the victim and started attacking. That's what you call escalation.
Yeah, that got out of hand really quick.
Yeah. The previous Southern gentleman who held the door open, who's now the suspect, promptly was good for his word, Sheriff Judd said, because he walked around the aisle and started beating him up. The surveillance video shows the suspect repeatedly hit the victim, knocking the man's hat off. A third man who was in the store with the suspect was eventually able to pull the suspect away from the victim. The video shows the victim and the suspect giving each other the middle finger as the suspect leaves the store. Sheriff Judd said, "Come on, man, what are you thinking? Were your three brain cells in overload? Why don't you just let it go? Get you a bottle of liquor, go back to the house, have you a drink. But no, they have to have a kerfuffle right there in the middle of the store."
A kerfuffle?
A kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. Is that spelled with a K or a C?
That's with a K. K-E-R-F-U-F-F-L-E.
Kerfuffle. Quote, I have never heard kerfuffle used in a sentence.
Really?
Nope.
Well, that's apparently Grady Judd likes using it because he did. Anyways, he says, "We have a battery complaint we need to file against him, and we don't want him to miss out on that. Here's our promise. We'll open the door for you at the county jail and say thank you if you open the door first."
Oh, I love Grady. All right, moving on. Story number three. This comes to us from BocaNewsNow.com. I'm assuming from Boca Raton. Florida man threatened realtor who emailed him about COVID-19. All right, the police report filed by PBSO, I'm assuming Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, concerning alleged threats made via email by Boynton's Robert Segal.
I don't think he's any relation to Steven.
Steven, no. Raises questions about what incited the alleged threats and the marketing tactics used by area realtor Jennifer Kilpatrick. Kilpatrick is the agent for the Corokian?
I would say
Corokian Group? Sorry, Matthew. In the police affidavit obtained by BocaNewsNow.com, Kilpatrick told police that she sent out a mass email to a bunch of email addresses she bought from the exact data of homeowners. If the police report accurately represents the sources of Kilpatrick's email blast, she apparently purchased it from a website that specializes in, quote, leads.
Those are those sites that, you know, you think you're clicking on one thing and you click the yes, send me emails about your offers. And then they send it out to whoever pays them money to get the, quote unquote, offers.
So
you should always uncheck that box. That's right. What I'm saying.
There is no indication that Kilpatrick received permission from email recipients that they wanted to receive emails from her. There is no indication that Segal, age 22, was interested in purchasing a home. Kilpatrick did not respond to an email request for comment from BocaNewsNow.com. Segal is accused of responding to Kilpatrick's email blast with threats, including a bomb threat involving FAU.
And that's Florida Atlantic University, for those of you not in the state.
I am in the state, and I did not know that, Joel. Thank you. He is facing charges of written threats to kill and threat to place a destructive device. So let's get back to the gist of this, which the article did not do very well of explaining. So all he did was get an email from this person about buying a house, and he threatened to blow her up.
Oh, and it wasn't even an email about buying a house. It was an email about COVID-19.
Mm. He was released from the Palm Beach County Jail on $20,000 bond.
That's quite a bit for, well, I guess, yeah, if you're threatening to blow up a university.
Yeah.
That's kind of a serious charge.
Sending email blasts to recipients who did not opt in is illegal under the federal Can Spam Act and can generate civil penalties up to $16,000 per violation, according to the Federal Trade Commission.
And that's per email address, too. So correct. If you send it out to 100 people, it's 16,000 times 100.
Yep.
If it you is, get caught.
It is unclear if Kilpatrick's email blast had been reported to the FTC or any recipient had filed an individual report after receiving the blast. Kilpatrick told police she was sending information about COVID-19. Exact Data on his website claims that all email addresses are, quote, opt-in.
And that's where she bought it from. So yeah. Technically, she's probably on the up and up. Probably.
Leads are sold at roughly 10 cents each. Exact Data is not accused of wrongdoing. Kilpatrick reported Seagal's alleged threats. He allegedly replied to her email blast to the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Seagal, according to Kilpatrick, replied with, kill you, I kill you, I kill you. But who is he?
I kill you.
I kill you. Who is he?
Is Ahmed? He quoting the Ahmed
the terrorist? The terrorist? I kill you. I bomb FAU. Detectives investigated and arrested Seagal. A court date is pending.
Damn.
Apparently he's a fan
of... If he wasn't quoting Ahmed the dead terrorist from, what's that guy's name? The ventriloquist? Doesn't matter. Jeff Dunham.
Thank you, June.
Yeah. If he wasn't quoting him, he's not the best wordsmith, I think.
No.
I kill you. Something tells me he's probably not in the market for a new house.
All right. Moving on to the Florida Man Food Fight.
Okay, this week's Florida Man Food Fight comes to us from The Smoking Gun. Florida Man in a domestic poultry pelting. And you might want to cover the ears of that chicken that's on your screen there, Mia. Because during an argument in their Florida home, a man threw a piece of raw chicken meat at his wife, striking her in the head, according to police, who arrested the alleged poultry pelter for battery. Cops charged that Thomas Reese, age 34, and the victim got into a verbal argument over a family issue Friday evening at their St. Petersburg residence. As detailed in an arrest affidavit, Reese, quote, got mad, took a piece of raw chicken, and threw it at his 34-year-old spouse. The chicken struck the woman in the back of the head.
Oh, good shot.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's actually a good shot. I mean, raw chicken's slippery.
Yeah, and as long as it wasn't frozen, it probably didn't hurt her too bad. Reese's wife subsequently gathered up his clothes in a laundry basket and placed him by the front door, telling him he had to leave.
She could put his whole...
Phil?
Yeah. No. No? No. Not in just a basket. I mean, it takes more than that for all my shit.
At least she didn't throw him out on the lawn. Reese then tossed the basket across the room, striking his wife with the container, cops allege. Oh, that's... he needs to go. Reese reportedly, quote, admitted to these actions, according to the affidavit, which identifies the accused as an employee of Lowe's. The 6'4", 274-pound Reese, damn, that's a big dude. He was arrested for domestic battery and booked into the county jail on the misdemeanor count. Reese, who was released on his own recognizance yesterday afternoon, has been ordered by a judge to have no contact with his wife. Reese's rap sheet includes a 2013 grand theft charge that was dismissed after he successfully completed a pretrial intervention program. He was also arrested in 2009 for domestic battery, but prosecutors declined to file charges in that case.
So what was the gist of the verbal argument?
No.
Other than a family issue.
A family issue, and she packed up his shit in a laundry basket and set it by the door and told him to get the hell out.
Damn.
And that's when he threw it at her. And I mean, the chicken thing is, I mean, still throwing something at somebody is bad, but the chicken, raw chicken in the back of the head is a little bit funny, but yeah, no, throwing the basket at somebody, that's...
Now, it would have been more than 20, how much was it? Did it say how much he was...
He just released on his own recognizance, oh, okay. So he didn't get bail.
Yeah, if that'd been a thing of Popeyes, oh shit, they'd have thrown the book at him.
Yeah, especially extra crispy.
I know, spicy, shit, yeah.
Ooh, get that in the eye. Woo!
All right, so here we go into headlines of the week. These are stories that didn't quite have enough context to be a whole story, but we're basically where the headline says it all. So here we go. This one actually, I'm going to start with the last one I got on here. This one actually happened here in town. Florida man dives into a Bass Pro Shop fish tank.
And there's a video of that one.
There is a video of that one here.
He does a pretty good dive, too.
He does. It was a nice swan dive right into the tank. With all the bass
head
and
first,
the catfish.
Or, well, hands first, but yeah, proper form.
He didn't do a cannonball or a can opener.
Nope. That's our local Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, that's
which
what I'm saying.
I've been
it's just, yeah,
many
been,
times.
Many times.
Actually,
that was a swan dive, not a broke dick duck dive.
Nope.
Although, I don't know how broke.
Yeah. I got a gift card I need to go spend at that Bass Pro Shop.
I think a broke dick I think a broke dick duck dive would be more along the lines of a can opener with one leg, instead of being your legs perpendicular, that they would be instead of parallel, they'd be perpendicular. You'd have one leg flying off to the left, and then you reach up with the other leg. Yeah, that'd be a broke dick duck dive, aka.
Yeah, and if your dick wasn't broke, it would be broke after the.
Yeah, because you go in balls first.
Yep. But this, yeah, I've been in that Bass Pro Shop many times and looked in that fish tank and thought the exact same thing. I was like, I wonder if anybody ever dived in there.
So on the news, now they actually had a lawyer there and said, well, if there wasn't a sign saying no diving allowed, I really don't have a leg to stand on. Forget common sense.
Yeah. It's not like there's piranhas or anything in there. They're all just regular.
The ones in Louisiana, they have gars in theirs. They have a lot of teeth. You may not want to jump in that one. Now, next headline, Florida man awakened by his barking dogs finds a naked man in his kitchen who just got out of prison. That was in Tampa Bay. How would you like to wake up and find a naked man in your kitchen?
I wouldn't like to wake up and find a naked man anywhere.
What if it was a naked woman?
All bets are off.
Next headline.
What's she look like?
That's where I'm going. I know we'll figure that part out later.
18 and a half to 48-ish. Game on.
Yeah, but Gene's right. What if she just got out of prison?
Then she's desperate.
Gotta be a way to make a living. This ain't a living.
This is a hobby.
This is a hobby. All right. Florida man's fake resume said he was a war hero, an MIT professor, and a Bitcoin millionaire with top secret clearance. A Florida company hired him. Yeah, they hired him.
To do what?
Who knows? They hired him, though. Maybe that's what I should start doing. Just start lying on my resume.
I'm about to
use Broke Dick Duck Phil as a reference.
Might as well.
And lastly,
I saw on Shitty Life Pro Tips, which is a page on Reddit, get like 3 or 4 burner phones if you're looking for a job and use those as your references and just put a label on each phone as to what accent you're supposed to use.
And lastly, headline, Florida man describes surviving lockdown in supposedly haunted house. He's locked down in a haunted house.
Something tells me, yeah, it was pretty much like lockdown anywhere else.
We may have to edit this out, but have you done for the quickie? Did you see the it's been everywhere. The people who robbed, it was in Phoenix, I think, where they robbed the liquor store or the convenience store with watermelons on their head.
That's hilarious.
Well, that's the headlines for this week, where basically headline tells it all. And yep, we live in the great state of Florida, where you never know what the hell is going to happen.
Are you ready to fill in the blank this week?
Yep. June's going to help me.
All right. Florida divers find blank in the ocean off Panama City Beach.
Florida divers find blank in ocean off Panama City Beach. Well, there wouldn't be an anaconda.
No.
Off the Panama City Beach. Florida divers find gold.
Incorrect.
Drugs.
Incorrect. I will give you.
Damn it, June.
I'll give you a hint if you would like.
Sure.
The owner of the original, or the original owner of the item, is a war veteran.
They found a tank.
The war veteran would not own said tank. That would be property of the U.S. Army. So I'm going to let you do one more.
June says, medals of honor.
Incorrect.
Damn it, June. That's the last time I get your.
So this story, if I can get rid of all the links that you pasted into the way here. Florida teenager Sebastian Morris got a leg up towards his goal of becoming a treasure hunter while recently diving in St. Andrews State Park. The 13-year-old from Santa Rosa Beach found a buried, fully functional prosthetic leg while diving with his father, Bobby Morris, in the jetties in the park a week ago. The two have since started.
Wait.
Yes.
How the hell is a prosthetic leg got to do with a veteran?
He got it blown off in the war.
How am I supposed to know that?
Yes, right.
I should have thought out of the box, and we should have not gone with the obvious and went with.
Yep. Bobby Morris said of his son, he's very excited about finding more about it. We hope to find the owner and connect them with the limb. Morris said the leg is made of titanium and carbon fiber and appeared to be in good working order despite it being found underwater in sand. The leg is currently in Morris's home in his son's room. It couldn't have been down there long. There were no barnacles or anything growing on it, Morris said. Morris said there were no markings on the leg other than a serial number and the name of the company that made it. Morris said he'll contact the company if the Facebook page he made fails to produce results. He noted that the leg doesn't appear large enough for an adult man. Quote, it's small, so we're speculating that it looks like it belonged to a child or a female, Morris said. Morris, who is a commercial diver, said his son only recently obtained his scuba certification. The pair had been diving in Destin, but decided to try the jetties at St. Andrews a week ago. It only took his son around 20 minutes of being in the water to find the leg, Morris said. He just saw the leather strap exposed in the sand. He started fanning the sand away. He wrestled with it for 10 or 12 minutes before he got it out, Morris said. His whole goal is to become a treasure hunter. Morris noted that he's been a diver since 1994, and his son's find is rare, even for experienced divers. Usually people just find sunglasses or hats. The coolest thing I've ever found is a cassette tape, he said. He was searching the rocks like he was searching for treasure. He's pretty awesome to find it. And there's an update. Title of this update is Leg Found in St. Andrews State Park, Returned to Owner. Carter Hess's friends never seem to miss an opportunity to kid him about his artificial leg by sending him online stories of found prosthetics. Quote, I surf a lot, and so every time a leg is found, they get a kick out of it, unquote, Head said. They get a kick out of the found leg. Then on Monday, a friend tagged him online with a story from the Panama City News Herald about a leg found in St. Andrews State Park, and this time the story was actually about him. Hess, who was originally from Panama City, was reunited with his prosthetic leg on Tuesday after losing it last month while surfing. Sebastian Morris, the 13-year-old from Santa Rosa Beach, had recently found the leg while diving and treasure hunting with his father, Bobby Morris, who then started an online campaign to find the owner and return it. Sebastian was determined to find the owner and more about the leg he dug up in the jetties of the park, his father had said. After contacting them online, Hess met with Sebastian and his mother to get his leg and take them out to dinner. Quote, I've been very upfront that this is a very amazing, great young man, unquote, Hess said of Sebastian. Quote, a lot of guys, especially treasure hunters, would have just put it in a trophy case, but he realized it could be important and someone could need it. No shit. He dude's hopping around without it. Hess first got the $3,000 titanium leg at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. The prosthetic was specifically adapted for Hess to use while surfing. He lost his original leg when he stepped on an IED in 2012 while serving in Afghanistan. Hess, who surfed for years before his injury, really liked the artificial leg and used it to surf all over the world, from Bali to Central America to Hawaii. Quote, we were actually going to make a copy of it, Hess said, of he and his care team at Walter Reed. But then last month, he turned into a wave at St. Andrews and it crashed down on him. Quote, I knew immediately it was off of me, Hess said of the leg. I've surfed in much bigger waves, and it never came off like that. You'd think you'd want like a float or some kind of attachment on it, because
maybe, yeah, like one of those floaties you put on infants.
Yeah, or like on your GoPro camera.
Or like June said, put the leash on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they have the leash on the surfboards, anyways, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But it doesn't do a lot of good if you put the leash on your prosthetic leg and your leg can fall off, then it kind of defeats the purpose of having the leash and keeping onto the surfboard.
Well, the leash isn't to keep the surfboard in this case. The leash is to keep the leg.
You would think.
Yeah. Or you could get two leashes, one to hold the surfboard to your good leg and one to hold the surfboard or the leg to the surfboard.
To your good leg.
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
All right. Sebastian Morris ended up finding it mostly buried about 30 feet away from where he lost it in the jetties. Quote, I don't think I would have ever found it, Hess said. He said he plans to surf with the leg again later this week, depending on the waves. He said he also plans to keep in touch with Sebastian and maybe take him scuba diving once day if his dad permits it. Quote, he's a good, nice kid, Hess said. I thought that was kind of fun.
I would have never gotten prosthetic leg. All right. Before we get to story number 5 and the intern's not paying attention, I'm out of liquid refreshment.
I'm on my second one already. This is my last beer in the house. I got to go get some more.
Slow down, Joel. We don't want you to get drunk or nothing.
Well, you know, I was at work up until 20 minutes before we started here, so I didn't have a chance to drink all day.
moving on to story number five, or Cinco for our Spanish-speaking friends. This comes to us from Fox 4 Now, sent in by Sarah. This is down here in our part of our neck of the woods.
Yep.
Florida man exposes himself to a woman drinking her coffee on her porch at Naples condominium. Like, we haven't all done that once before in our lifetime. The Naples Police Department...
It depends on who it is.
Responded to a call regarding a male suspect playing with his genitals at a Naples condo. Yep. A police report stated the victim lived on the second floor of the condominium and her back porch overlooks the pool and the pool deck. The victim stated she walked out to the porch and sat down to drink her coffee. At that time, she observed a Hispanic male, described as wearing a red sweater and no pants or underwear, standing by the pool.
That's an interesting outfit to go out and about.
It is, because we don't wear sweaters down here very often.
No, but I bet it was
especially
a hoodie.
Now, even now, we don't wear hoodies. It's hot as hell. The suspect's penis...
First thing in the morning, a couple days ago, it might have been cool enough to wear a hoodie.
The suspect's... Oh, I said
your favorite word.
All right. The suspect's pecker and buttocks were completely exposed. The victim stated the suspect looked over at her and said, quote, "This is what you do to me.
You made this."
And proceeded to walk over to the lounge chair and laid down on the chair. The suspect stated, "This is where you sit." The suspect lifted his legs and played with his pecker and masturbated.
Outside at the pool. So the way they're describing this condo, so the back porch overlooks the pool and the pool deck. There's got to be a ton of other condos there that can see this pool and see him just sitting down there, just yanking on it.
The victim stated she screamed and called 911.
Is the scream really necessary?
Is it necessary?
If you're on the second floor on your lanai and he's downstairs at the pool, it's not really.
Your life's not in danger.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not like she
you could
saw
go
mouse.
Inside. You could go inside.
Yeah.
She wanted to watch.
Well, that's what he thought.
The victim stated she had never seen the suspect before, but that she regularly took a morning swim in the pool. The victim stated the suspect said, "This is where you sit." The victim observed the suspect sitting in the pool chair she regularly uses. Ooh, he's stalking her.
He's been stalking her.
She felt this was the suspect explaining how he was stalking her and had watched her on previous occasions.
Yep.
The victim advised she swam in the morning and used that very lounge chair. The victim had not been outside her condominium that morning.
So he's been there multiple days then.
Yep.
And finally decided that he was going to pull the trigger.
Literally. An officer and the victim were able to identify the suspect as Joshua, age 39.
Ashezarita.
He was arrested and charged with, quote, "expose of sexual organs, vulgar, indecent manner, or naked in public, loitering or prowling, resisting officer without violence to his person, stalking simple/without threat. That's a lot of charges for playing with your pecker in public.
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that he talked to her and then mentioned that he'd been watching her, or implied that he'd been watching her. Also, when Sarah sent us this email, she said you have to look at the mugshot.
Are you putting it up?
You can just follow the link, and I'll put it in the show artwork for the listeners.
Oh dear,
he's surprised that they're taking his picture, which shouldn't surprise him because he's got a rap sheet because he's been arrested before.
Oh my god, you gotta put that in there. Oh my god, it's like someone just stuck their finger up his ass. Oh my god.
that is the most
like someone just went.
He kind of looks like a Latino Freddie Mercury, doesn't he?
Somebody just turned around and just stuck their finger up his ass like, ooh.
What I need to do is start changing our Florida Men avatar on all of our social media to one of these mugshots every week.
Because that's so much the look I give when they go to the doctor and he goes, bend over, you know. Yeah.
June says, God. I don't know if that or last week's quickie is a better mugshot. Which one was the one from last week, June?
Oh, I was hammered by the time we got to that one, so I have no idea. The egg. Oh, the egg guy,
the guy crying.
Oh my God,
that is great.
But what they didn't say, did he finish? I mean, was there a money shot on this, or was it?
They did not mention that, and that is poor reporting.
It is, but that's, I mean, that's
that's essential information.
It is. Oh my God. And on that same note.
Yeah, our final story. Sarah sent us another story. Florida man accused of exposing himself claims he needed to air out. So, Sarah, have you been searching out these particular types of stories? Because a Florida man, oh, this is from Click Orlando, and yes, sent to us again by Sarah. A Florida man who got caught exposing himself to women while driving says he, quote, airs it out, unquote, sometimes because he gets hot, according to the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Phil, you can.
Oh, yeah, I had a great experience with that. I can. And now we have a Jeep and I have a Jeep and a lot of times in the summer, well, actually in the winter down here, we ride with the doors off and the top off. And a very good friend of mine convinced me. Where were we? We were in Port Charlotte.
Oh,
and,
okay.
We were coming down back down the interstate back here to Fort Byers, and somehow I was having a bad underwear day. So then I started asking. Somehow the conversation came up. What kind of, you know, do you wear boxers, briefs, whatever? What kind of underwear? Cause, man, these things are just driving me crazy today. Like every one of my friends there. Oh, I go commando. We don't wear underwear. Seriously, nobody wears underwear in here. So I went to the bathroom.
My boys need a house, to quote Kramer.
Yeah, I go to the bathroom and just and take them off. Actually, I ripped them to get and got them off and put them in the trash. Which later on I got to thinking, you know, poor dude that had to empty the trash to figure out there's a pair of drawers in there.
Anyway. Well, it's not like they go through the trash item by item. They just grab the whole bag.
But so then I was driving.
Like you shit your pants, did you?
No. I didn't shart or anything. So I go and I got my leg out the door going down the highway, and that wind comes up from the outside down through my shorts.
Well, yeah, because you got to stick your leg out.
My leg was hanging out. Yeah, I had my foot pegs in, and that wind was coming up and looping through, and just like it was the most beautiful feeling ever. So I know what this man's going through.
Okay, well, deputies said that a woman called 911 on May 11th to report that she was stopped at a red light on Highway 60 near the Lake Wales Municipal Airport around 8 a.m. when she noticed the driver of the Mazda that was next to her waving and trying to get her attention. So he was not driving a Jeep. He was driving a Mazda, and he was pretty much wanting to show it off. She looked over to see the man's penis completely exposed and then saw him begin to touch himself inappropriately, records show.
Well, hang on. All right, hang on. He's in a Mazda. So let's assume, what, Miata here? I mean, if she can see in it.
Well, if he's in a Mazda, in a Miata convertible, I mean, if she's in any SUV, she could see down into it.
She'd have to be in an SUV or something to see down into it. Otherwise, the man's hung. I mean, if it's a parallel thing.
Poke it up over the door.
Poke it up over the door. Woo.
Damn, that's impressive, dude.
That's strong.
You should be in movies.
That's strong.
Photos the victim took and a description she was able to provide helped deputies identify. She took pictures of it. She took pictures. It helped deputies identify 32-year-old Justin Mosser as a suspect in the case, according to authorities.
So she had her phone out taking pictures while she's driving.
So she was texting while she was driving.
She was texting. Yes, that's a law. That's against the law.
Yep, in Florida it is. So yeah. Now, however, if you're out, on the, she was able if you're to snap on the, a picture.
Right. If you're she on the receiving was, end of that, you would think that's, you know, she likes what she sees.
Well, you know, if you're taking a picture, so she's taking the dick pics and sending them to the cops.
Interesting.
Yeah. Deputies said they began.
I got a question. Hang on. Slow down.
Go for it.
June, have you ever taken dick pics from a guy across the, at a stoplight or something? That ever happened to you? It's never happened to me. I'm going to be honest with you. No. With a lot of O's.
So you never, nobody ever flashed you on the road?
I never even flashed.
Bullshit. I know for a fact you've been flashed because I saw you flashed once.
When?
We were out on a Jeep trail and it was a mutual friend of ours.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes, I have been flashed. Oh, I take that back. Yes, I'd like to recant that last statement, your officer.
And that's going to get cut out of the episode. So that's just for you patrons.
Hey, I forgot about that. All right.
Deputies said they began conducting surveillance on Mosser Wednesday morning. And as a female detective was driving near him on Highway 27th in an unmarked vehicle, she noticed him trying to get her attention and looked over to see him exposed and touching himself inappropriately.
Oh, he's a serial toucher.
Yep. He's got a modus operandi, method of operation. After a traffic stop was conducted, deputies said Mosser told them that he often drives with his penis out of his pants because he gets hot and airs it out. I mean, that part I can understand.
That part I can. But
you don't honk your horn and wave at the ladies as you're driving by.
You know what you do? You
get a
little
tube.
No, you get you a tube. You get you some of that flexible vent like they use for the dryers.
A dryer conduit, yeah.
And you take that and you duct tape it over the exhaust of your vehicle. The air conditioner vent of the vehicle.
There you go.
And you run that up through your pants legs.
There is a
company that does that for heaters. I know I've seen that does heaters that does that. They make a jacket.
Yep.
And you plug it in. It's like a spacesuit thing.
Ace Engineering does that.
Yep.
They call it the lava jacket. It hooks up to Jeep.
But it's just
Jeep
not the same as if you put it up under your leg though.
True. Of course, who wants to buy a pair of pants like parachute pants that have a third leg in the middle?
Yeah, I know, right? Unless the air went the other way, then maybe.
Yeah. Records show that Mosser admitted to exposing himself to 4 or 5 random women while driving and expressed no remorse for his actions. Quote, first, nobody wants to see that. It's disgusting, rude, and perverted. Second, it's dangerous to be doing something like this while driving. This is wrong on so many levels. Great work by the detectives to find this guy so quickly. He said he's done this before, so we're asking for his other victims to contact the sheriff's office, said Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Wow.
You all got a twofer of Grady
twofer
Judd
from
quotes
Grady
this
Judd.
Week, and a twofer of Florida man exposing himself to women who just didn't want to see it. Mosser is facing 3 counts of indecent exposure and 2 counts of committing a lewd act. June says, if I saw it, I'd laugh.
How many times has that happened to you, Joel?
that I got somebody showing me their dick?
That somebody points to your pecker and laughs.
No, because I don't show it to anybody just willy-nilly.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
Well, that's the show for this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men wherever you're hearing us right now, or floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners.
We are at Florida Men Pod on all the social media thingies. Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674.
And last week, when there were a bunch of wildfires in our area, David M. sent us a message to make sure we were okay. Cool. I let him know that they were in the area, but not close enough to be worried about. But we were able to see and smell the smoke from our house. And thanks, David, for your concern.
I'm not sure what just walked past Mia's camera on the farm, but it looked like a T-Rex, or at least a big ostrich.
Maybe it was a goose. Turkey, maybe. This is a turkey right in front of us right now, right?
Is that a turkey?
That's a turkey.
No, that's not big enough to be a turkey. Apparently,
well, how do you know how big it is? You don't know how close it is.
That's a good point.
Look at that ugly-ass head. That's a turkey. He's got the waddle.
See the head.
He's got the gobble-gobble thing.
Get out of the way so I can see Broke Dick Duck Phil. Oh, thank you, Megan. That's not a turkey, is it?
It's a guinea.
It's a guinea. I was about to say that. It was a guinea.
I thought a guinea was like a coin.
No, it's a guinea. Not damn turkey.
The fuck is a guinea?
Another reason that... That's another reason you will not survive in the zombie apocalypse.
Because I can't identify it.
Unable to identify wildlife.
Well, I identify it well enough to know that it would probably be good eating.
You don't eat guineas.
Eat ticks. They're awesome.
Yep.
Eat what?
Ticks.
Oh, they eat ticks.
Ticks.
Not tits. Not tits.
Yeah.
Ticks.
I said ticks.
Controlling pest populations.
Yes. Everybody knows that, Joel.
Specifically ticks. And they're loud as fuck. So people keep them because they're like little alert dogs. You know, they'll be like, oh, someone's here. Fuck you.
Well, that's why I have dogs.
I've completely lost our place.
Yeah, exactly. So there are like lots and lots of dogs that will eat ticks, and
apparently Broke Dick Duck Phil either doesn't see them or doesn't care, because he hasn't moved and they've been all around him.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's the kid. He knows he can beat the shit out of them if he wanted to.
Phil the duck doesn't give a fuck.
He could take them. Oh, he could. Oh, no, no, no. He could take them if he wanted to. He could just beat the shit out of them real good. He's actually laid the beat down on Joel. Really
funny. Yeah, that's happened in real life, too.
You wish.
Well, it's cute because it's, look, he's poking him right now. No, it's cute because Joel just kind of takes it. He's kind of just like, yeah, I can't. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, that is how it works in real life.
That is usually how it works. It's not even worth the effort.
All right. Well, if you want to support the show, you can send us something from our...
You got to mute. This is going south. In a hurry.
All right. Yeah, let's...
Do you have any donkeys on the farm? Or horses.
No, but no one. Fuck
goat.
Them.
Ooh. Oh, goat. Goats would be nice.
Do you have the kind of goats that faint?
No. Well, actually, yeah. The one is, she's a mix. She's partially that, but she doesn't actually faint.
How the hell can you be a partial goat?
It's just like a
satyr.
A duck. I mean, sorry, like a dog. Like a mix. Yeah, like a mix.
It's half goat, half dog?
A dog. You can be like just a mix.
It's a half goat. But what is a mix? What's it mixed with?
It's exactly. No, like it's just a mutt, like some, like a fainting goat mixed with like a boar goat or with a, you know, an angora mix or whatever the fuck. You know, you can have mixed.
But it is another
mixed
duck.
So there was intergoat racial relationships.
You have you support interracial goats?
Absolutely.
That's very progressive of you, Mia.
Like, thank you for reframing my Discovery Channel animal behavior naturalist moment into me making duck porn. Thanks for that. That came across.
Hey, no problem.
I made me happy.
That's what we're here for. What'd you
tell
expect?
The intern she needs to put pants on.
What?
I forgot.
She has britches on. She didn't have any underwear on, but she's got britches on. Ow!
Giving away the secrets, aren't you, Phil?
Damn, she was hitting the back of the head.
June, I agree that it is stupid as fuck that you can't rate or review us on Spotify. That I don't know why they don't do that. Did you hear? I don't know if
who are you referring to as dude.
Well, seeing as how you're the only dude here besides me, Joe Rogan. You know how he's like the biggest podcast in the world right now. He just signed an exclusive contract with Spotify. In later this year, you're only going to be able to listen to his podcast on Spotify.
How come nobody's contacted us?
That's what I'm saying, because he was making $30 million
a year
last year. I bet
fucking Joe Rogan doesn't have a damn duck named after him.
Goddamn right he doesn't.
Not yet. He never will, fucker.
That copycat, he could buy a bunch of ducks and name them all after himself, too. All right, let's get this over with.
Really mean about it.
We got to get on the Patreon right thing. There. I'm going to be drunk before we get to the damn Patreon. Do we have to? Yeah. All right, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So,
took my medication, so I'm good. I took my medication, so I'm good for right now.
Okay. If you want to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridamen. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen. And links to all three of those places will be in the show notes.
Oh my God. How about spill a little mix in that?
Is that pure vodka?
Yeah, it was pure vodka. Woo! We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers. Personally, they are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally.
At the Tampa tier, Colin, David, Jason, Kat, Michael D., Michael M., One Foot in the Grave podcast, Patrick, Randy, Roxanne, and Julia.
At the Tallahassee tier, we have Allison, Conan, Erica, Heather, woohoo, JP, Kurt, Matthew from Washington State, Nicole, Paradise After Dark podcast, Sarah, Taya, Tony, Stephanie, and Natin.
At the Daytona tier, we have Jessica, Katie, Kim, Mia, woo-hoo, and June, who just upgraded from Tallahassee. Thank you, June.
Thank you, June. At the Orlando tier, we have Steve and Danielle. At the Miami tier, we have James from Coco, Wicked Spades, the Space Ghosties, and Travis.
And this week, our Patreon bonus story is about a pistol-packing pooch promenader. And you can only hear it if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationships implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Yeah, the two black birds up on Mia's thing look like big boobs up there. It's like a bra.
You know what? They look like a bra hanging down.
Yeah, it's like a bra hanging down. A bra of a big-breasted woman.
I like how the intern points out the boobs for you. That's relationship Trust goals
me.
Right there.
It does. It is. Trust me. That's why I never cheat. I don't do it. I'm never going to do any better. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball, if they were actually playing baseball, is prohibited. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Place Studios in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed poolside right where you like to sit.
Mm-hmm. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
I'm done with Tracy. I'm not talking to her no more. It's over.
All right.
Done. Not gonna happen.
All right. Well,
Oh, shit. I almost fell over backwards. Not on my watch. Wouldn't be prudent.
Yeah, that joke's only 30 years old.
It is. It's still funny, though. Almost as good as the hot tub.
I would say half of our listeners don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know they don't. Google David Spade. George Bush.
That was not David Spade.
Hmm.
That was Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey, not David. Yeah, Dana Carvey. You're right. Dana Carvey, not David Spade. Sorry. Church lady. Wasn't that special?
Garth from Wayne's World.
Okay, we identified that. I was wrong, okay? Can we move on? Instead of rubbing it in that I don't know what I'm talking about? Where's the positive reinforcement here?
That's 20% of the funny in this show.
Where's the support from the colleagues and from our listeners? Yeah, kick the fat kid. Uh-huh.
Out of the two of us, you're not the fat kid.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020, Shady Side Media, LLC. All rights reserved.